5 minutes. Mac. That's the one that they're sneaking in behind me. Nudie's not going to be here?
No, maybe
he's not going to be here.
What's that?
Nudie's not coming?
Aaron is, he's probably going to be a little bit late. There's a meeting in that the county is doing in King Salmon.
Oh.
King Salmon. We're having like a King Salmon community meeting about the county. It's on the sheriff, the planning director, and public works director, a meeting with the community.
About what?
Just about community concerns that they may have. And so Chris is there, and Aaron is there. But Aaron said he was going to leave at 20 minutes to 6. And so he's he'll probably be just a couple minutes.
I'm going to let people from the waiting room.
Please. All right. We got our microphones back so people can hear us.
We missed you last meeting.
I won't be here next time.
What's next time? Where are you going? We'll talk later. Welcome. My name is Greg Dale, and I am inviting you all to join us for the special meeting of the Board of Commissioners in the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. Today is June 22nd. The time is 6:02. And we are calling to order with a roll call.
Commissioner Higgins? Absent. Commissioner Newman? Absent. Commissioner Benson?
Present.
Commissioner Coleman?
Present.
And President Dale?
Here. How about Pledge of Allegiance? Rob, would you do us the pleasure?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, sir. You're good. You didn't miss anything yet.
Those illusion shirts of the Barrett and anything for the image.
Yeah, keep staring. Okay, so at this point in our agenda, we allow the public to speak to the board on various items not itemized on this agenda. If you have something that you wish to speak on that is not itemized on this agenda, please step forward and state your name, tell us where you're from, and let us have it. Seeing no one in the audience, we are going to go right to business for a preliminary budget adoption for fiscal year 2023-2024.
I was hoping that we could, Rob wanted to do just a brief announcement. I was hoping that you would let him just announce something to you guys.
Sure. This will only take a moment.
Is this on the agenda?
So just so you know, we have a community engagement strategy for the offshore wind terminal project. This is what it looks like. You can generally see the table of contents here. So it's really about how we're going to engage with the community throughout the life of the wind terminal project. And there's various objectives here. In the interest of time, I won't go over there. So I'll just show you how you can find this document. So you can go to our website, click on Harbor Ports, and then click on Offshore Wind Terminal. You'll find a whole page there about the wind terminal projects. It's mostly just background information, but you'll see a section there on community engagement strategy, which you can click on and find. Also, should let you know that we now have a YouTube channel. So there's one video about the offshore wind project. So that's Humboldt Bay Harbor District. There's a 1-hour YouTube video there. We plan on releasing several more in the coming weeks. And the CEQA notice of preparation is the official beginning of the CEQA process. That will be released next Tuesday, which begins a 30-day comment period. It's a public hearing on July 12th. And then that public comment period will end on July 31st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
nicely done.
Oops, I just turned the mic.
When was the community engagement strategy report completed?
Say again.
When was that completed, the community engagement strategy report?
Several weeks ago.
Okay. Good. I'm so glad. I would have read that ahead of tonight's meeting had I known it was there. That I will get right to it as soon as I can.
Okay.
The meeting.
Yeah, absolutely.
The meeting on July 12th, then, is that something that board should attend or members of the board? It wasn't on my, it's not on my calendar yet. So
it is not.
I wasn't sure what the meeting. I know it's not a board meeting.
Board is welcome to attend, but it's not like you're not going to be entertaining any questions or anything, or anybody would be answering. It's
staff. It's not our meeting, is it?
It's a staff meeting. Staff Rob will be,
but it's a Harbor District meeting. It's not a urban.
Here, so let me answer it this way. So we are the CEQA lead agency. The Harbor District is that CEQA document will ultimately come to the board for adoption certification, the EIR for the CEQA process. CEQA process has to officially begin with a notice of preparation, which cannot be a Brown Act body meeting. So you guys can be there, but you probably shouldn't talk to each other. You're not going to be voting on anything. I would recommend that you don't answer questions, but attending it to understand is a good idea.
What time is it?
5 o'clock at the Werfinger on that date. And that's not, so this right now is the first time that this meeting is being publicly announced. We've reserved the hall and it'll be a publicly, we'll publicly announce the intent to hold that meeting this coming Tuesday with the release of the NOP.
Great, thank you.
And is a CEQA document already available on our website?
There is no CEQA document. The NOP announces the beginning of the process. It's the notice of preparation. So it's an announcement that we are going to preparing a CEQA document.
And it's your first opportunity to comment on the preparation of that CEQA.
Okay.
And there's a, and that's just a, is that 30-day notice?
That's right. Yep. So starting next Tuesday will be a 30-day period where we will release a general description of what the project's going to be and what we're going to analyze and what we predict our CEQA document's going to be like. Mm-hmm. And the public and resource agencies and tribes can all comment on that initial project description and say, if you're going to do that project, make sure you look at harbor seals and make sure you evaluate seagulls. And so it's just people's opportunity to tell us what they're going to expect that we should be analyzing in that CEQA document.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Now, back to business. Item 4A, preliminary budget adoption for fiscal year 2023-2024.
So we've held a series of meetings the board has where you've looked at the different properties and we presented to you kind of the goals of the for the different properties and what the maintenance needs are, et cetera, et cetera. And this is really is the first time where we actually put together the complete package. We've been working on this for some time. And so overall, I mean, in the entire time I've been here, we've never had a budget, you know, this well, this good, you know, that we're able to do all of this stuff since I've been here. And I've reviewed every budget, you know, since the late 1980s. And haven't seen a budget like this in the district since then. And so, and it's mainly because of all the good hard work that we've been doing as a team collectively. And a lot of it has to do with, because as we've discussed, the New Market Tax Credit, we completed the New Market Tax Credit this last year and those payments. The prior year, we completed the Coast Seafood loan payment. We received the cable landing income that generated us. All of these things really set the stage towards getting us on the right footing and really the marketing efforts that we put forth. And then most recently, it's the Nordic Aquafarms rental income and the Crowley rental income that really is helping us to really put the overarching budget. But with that said, we also took on new debt. just right before this, about $5.5 million that's adding a significant amount of debt service that we're going to have for the next 15 years, you know, that we have to manage. But we're happy to say that we're presenting a preliminary budget that is balanced, and also we have sufficient reserves in order to maintain our cash flow that we have. You know, I outlined some of the highlights that we have put forth here, and I'm not going to go over all of these pieces here, but a number of the things that people have, you know, kind of asked us about and that I want to just, you know, kind of initially put forth is, in the first place, on the negative side, our rental income on the Samoa Peninsula is overall is really down. If you took out the Nordic, Aqua Farms, and the Crowley, the rental is down, and there's a whole variety of reasons for that. We haven't been able to market the shops and stores and the machine building because that was previously leased to Nordic, and we just completed that lease amendment, and so now we're going to be able to market those areas. And plus, the overall regional economy is, on the real estate side, the commercial real estate side is down. And we feel those effects just like everybody else. And so in the next year or so, it's something that we're going to be working on, is getting increased rental. And we might have to do some investments in some of those properties in order to really get them into shape, specifically the machine building. Anybody that's been out there knows the machines building is in pretty bad shape, but it's also a really good asset for us. Within the budget, we have $125,000 in the preliminary budget, and that's really to kickstart the mitigation planning at the Bay Street property that we acquired in this last year, so that we can use that for longfin smelt mitigation, for the suction dredging that we hope to do in Woodley Island Marina, and also for the mitigation that's required as part of the master bay water intake system at Redwood Marine Terminal 2. And so we've been meeting with the consultants, and we're anticipating that bringing contracts to the board over the next year. But that's something, we've been talking about this for years, and that we're able to budget that and really kind of move this forward. We received the $6 million by Spartina eradication funds, and that project is back in operation. We received the notice of proceed, and so you'll probably see that going in. But in addition to the funds for Redwood Community Action Agency, there's some administration money and contract management money that we have in the budget for that as well. And then with the $11 million, the Heavy Lift Marine Terminal, the grant with the California Energy Commission, the actual contract dollars are not in there in the final budget. Those numbers will be in there. But we're also receiving some staff reimbursements in that, and those are included in this budget. We just received an additional $500,000 grant from the Brownfield program to start doing the phase one and phase two contamination assessments at the entire Samoa Peninsula, where the new terminal project is, essentially the full approximately 168 acres below the Samoa Cookhouse to the pulp mill, of looking at all the contamination on that. And again, this is a huge project for us, because that we started with the pulp mill. The town of Samoa has done a lot of cleanup, and if we can clean up that entire half of the Samoa Peninsula and really begin that process, that's a huge accomplishment for water quality in the bay, aquaculture industry, and just overall good health. And then last year we received $900,000 on the Samoa Peninsula beautification project. That project is underway. You'll notice there's boulders that are being installed on the Samoa Peninsula for parking and access limitations. The second phase of those funds will take place in 2023-24. You know, just on a cautionary note, there is a lot of what I would consider one-time money in this budget. And sometimes it gives the impression that we're going to get this money every year after year after year consistently. And so there's kind of is the distinction between revenue like rental income and other things that you can count on year after year versus contracts and grants, which is more sporadic. And so it's just always cautioned when you see these budgets and not think that they're going to be there every year. Another thing on number 18 in this list is the Fields Landing Boatyard Industrial Pretreatment. We're budgeting $250,000for that project. And again, I really want to point that out. That's a high priority for the community and staff and the board as well. And it's going to take us some time because you have to do the engineering assessment so that the engineers can design the right pretreatment system. But we are projecting that we have the system that we have analyzed, the cost of the system is approximately $185,000. And then the preliminary engineering and the permitting aspects, we believe that we should be able to do it for the $250,000. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll take probably the whole fiscal year to, the fiscal year to get the permits and to get that doing. And so, but it's really important that we have that budgeted. The second thing is the roofs are starting to leak around here, and we have $50,000 budgeted to redo some of the roofs on the restaurant. Again, this is a main thing. You probably don't even notice it, but on the backside, it's a flat roof where all the penetrations are for the hoods, and also where the bathrooms are and the skylights. And so it's a pretty big project. And we're well budgeting those improvements as well. And so the last thing I want to kind of point out on here is that we included in the packet a budget process and policy that the board adopted a couple of years ago. And within that, it has a reserve policy that we should maintain 20% reserves based on our operating expenses. And with a $2 million base operating expense, not the total budget, but the operating expense, the 20% would be a minimum of $400,000. Because of these large contracts and the draws that we have to do for the construction draws, and also because of the loan and the reserve policies that we went over the course of the last couple of meetings with the board, you know, staff is recommending that we maintain at least $650,000 in that reserve policy. And again, that we currently have the cash on hand to put those into the reserves. And I know I said the last thing, but I believe I failed to mention that we do have in the budget $3 million for dredging Woodley Island Marina. The bids are due on June 30th this year. And so we will know what those bid dollar amounts. And so when we're anticipating that at the July 10th meeting, that we would be bringing those, you know, forward to the board to consider issuing a contract on that. And so that number will likely be updated in the final budget because, again, we'll have actual bid documents on the July 13th. I apologize. Thank you, Mindy. And so... there is in your packet, and again, I'm not going to go over this, but just in case the board or the public wanted to go over it, there is an attachment B is basically an itemized list of all of the maintenance, capital improvements, and services that we've been discussing over the last several months, and it's broken down by properties. Of specifically, you know, what are these are the improvements that we're proposing to do in Woodley Island Marina, you know, for all the properties. And so if the board has any questions, staff is ready to answer any line item by line item questions that you have. Otherwise, staff would recommend that you approve the preliminary budget because we're required by state law to have the preliminary budget adopted. And if there are any changes, then we can discuss and then try to incorporate those, if that's the desire of the board, in the final budget when we bring that back to you at a special meeting on July 27th. That's the end of my presentation.
Mark, anything?
There's a lot happening at the district and with the end of the new market tax credit, and that's complicated things too. So, you know, I think the staff has done a good job laying all that out.
Best budget you've seen?
In a really long time, since I've been treasurer, I would say for sure. Yeah, which is like around 2002, I think.
Before I was born. Mindy, anything to add? I would entertain a motion in a second.
And
then we could discuss, or we can discuss first.
Makes no difference to me. I'll make a motion that we adopt the preliminary budget for fiscal year 23-24.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
No real discussion. Comments. Thank you for adding that Fields Landing boatyard item in that. And congratulations on staff for the good budget, the healthy budget, and the way the district's finances have turned around. I'm also curious, just not on the budget, is there a way we can see the public on the screen, or is that appropriate? Just feel kind of weird having a screen up there when I know there's some people behind that presentation. But not many, but thanks.
They're not allowed to speak.
Yeah.
I've got, I also want to join Stephen, Commissioner Coleman, in just appreciating. I've sat on a number of boards in my life, and this was really well presented. I just want to thank staff for, you know, an excellent 22-point summary of the budget. You've prepped us, you know, the attachments A, B, and C were all, you know, understandable. To me, I've gotten a little help being on the finance committee to have run through some of this stuff with you all before, but this is really clear. So appreciate that. Let me put it this way. I'm in favor of this budget and in favor of moving it. I would be more in favor if I saw some language in here, and I know, especially in Excel spreadsheets with line items, you just try to keep it as concise as possible without too many bullets about what does that mean? You know, for example, we have planning, but it doesn't really say a lot about, you know, what's being done in, under this, you know, umbrella of planning. And, you know, because again, with, you know, because my constituency is made up of so many of the HUMCOR folks and the communities who are most active in HUMCOR and the wind terminal community benefits and mitigation work group, you know, I'm looking at their two pager of things that they want to see under community benefit. And some of these things are in this budget, but they're not called out in the language that they use. And so this is really a wordsmithing thing. And I know you don't want to add a lot to
it. So maybe they need to wordsmith their document. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think we make it easy for them to. I'm in favor of making it easy for them to look through a budget like this and see some things that they recognize, that they ask for. I mean, Rob, you came in here early, just, you know, showing in your report, showing us the community engagement strategy report. You know, that's, here it is, you know, under item 4, community-centered decision-making, outreach, and engagement. And the thing that I've highlighted here is a local community long-term engagement plan. Like, there it is. You know, but it's not called out in any spreadsheet as a long-term community engagement. We don't even, there's nothing in this budget that even says community engagement. It says planning. Maybe if we just said planning and community engagement, you know, I mean, just, that's all I'm just looking for little things that's low-hanging fruit so that those folks know that they're being listened to and they're being heard. And there's some language in there that affirms that. You know, other things that they're asking for is a tribal nations engagement framework, which is definitely part of, there's probably something in your community plan about that, you know, so that doesn't have to be duplicated. You know, Humboldt Bay Fisheries Communications Plan, you know, how we talk to the fishermen, basically, and I'm sure that's in there, you know, as well. Maybe more for Aaron, your interest, Humboldt Bay Water Safety Plan. You know, I didn't see a lot in the budget that specifically calls out water safety, you know, and I know that there's money in there for the fireboat and for, you know, for spill response and all that, but it's not made. I'd just like to see it made clear enough that the folks in HUMCOR see something that, okay, you know, but something that they might have verbiage that sounds a bit more like Humboldt Bay Water Safety Plan. So they go, aha, and they can, I would love it if there are 3 or 4 things on this budget that were made plain to them that they could check off their list and say those things are being addressed. And that's my only comment, because they're in there, and I know that they're in there. And I don't think we have to pander to the language that outside folks outside of the district or others, you know, decide to name things. It's, I don't want it to be a wordsmithing battle, but again, that low hanging fruit that sounds like what they're looking for, and it's made clear to them when they look at a budget, I think would be helpful on a number of levels. Mm-hmm. And I would support that. That's all I have to say.
Thanks. Any other comments?
I'm going to assume that the fireboat is the vessel maintenance under Tidelands.
Mm-hmm.
Just double the check.
That is correct. I believe it's 30,000.
Uh-huh. Just in response to what Commissioner Benson, I can call you Craig. you can call me Stephen. You don't have to call me Commissioner Foreman.
Can I do?
No, you can't. just don't call me. What was I going to say? I do agree with you, and I think some things like that are good. I also know that if we try and do like everything, the budget can both get complicated and a little too precise and restricting to be useful for like the budget that we're going to submit to the Board of Supervisors. But I'd recommend maybe like in a staff report, we could call out some of those things because it, you know, staff report is a document that gets saved and is a part of the record. And so, if, you know, I think in staff reports, if we want to specify what exactly some of the budget line items are, might be a good way to do it as well.
Yes. Well, I used to, as many of you know, I used to work in the city that's run by committees, Arcata. And so, you know, what we used to always say to people is you start by getting your idea or your concept into a plan, right? You don't start by getting it into a line item. You start by getting it mentioned in a plan and, you know, because it takes a lot of work to get things to the point where it's in a line item. And then the second is within the budget process is to really get a goal. And so the first is to, it's in the plan. It's something that we're looking at doing. Then the second is to get it into a goal. And then the third is to actually have a line item. And it doesn't mean that it can't elevate immediately to a line item. I'm just saying that's the natural sort of progression, because there is, as we've discussed, there's probably like 10 years of things that people have wanted to have in the budget, you know, for 10 years. And so there's kind of a long list of deferred things, and it's not an automatic thing to get to a line item. And I'm not saying that we can't get it into a line item. I'm just saying that. And then the last point I'd make is that, and I don't disagree with you on your main points, but really what we've done in the last couple of years, and I think that it's kind of an important point, is that all this is entered into QuickBooks, and that we don't have line items for every individual thing. Okay. So they're really grouped into different categories, and then these categories are used year after year after year, you know, so we can keep track of these things, and we don't modify, you know, the numbers unless there's really a reason to do it. And again, I'm not saying that we wouldn't do it. I'm just kind of explaining staff's rationale for when we put together the processes and how we do it. And so I'd be hesitant to kind of go in and change the individual line items in the budget, because it's primarily a bookkeeping and accounting kind of mechanism. But that's not to say that we can't do some additional descriptions of what's in the line item and what are the programs and other things or plans that we're looking to do to address people's concern. I'm just hesitant to change the accounting system that we have.
Sure, I understand all those points and appreciate them. The one example that I would really call out that maybe has started to meet that progression of to where it hits line item is the fact that, you know, we have a community engagement strategy report. Mm-hmm. So now we have a community engagement strategy report, but there's nothing in the budget that says, and we've dedicated some money to implementing that. So people who are looking for that, they might, because it exists now, it might be looked for.
If I may,
yeah, you can.
This is an accounting document. I don't think accounting documents the best place to communicate that particular stakeholder group's interests. Mm-hmm. I've already prepared a response to all of those things. So for instance, we have a harbor safety plan that addresses everything they want to talk about safety. It's grant funded. There's a committee that meets every month. There's we can address all of that stuff. We don't need the budget to be the means of communication for that.
Great. And thank you for taking time to do that. If you could CC me on that too, so that I'm aware, because those folks are talking to me and I want to, you know, I should be in on the latest, greatest in terms of responses. And I'm not saying that I need to be first ahead of them, but at least at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not in the dark. Thank you. Yeah.
Any other questions, comments? I'm impressed. Even I don't like budgets and I don't like financial documents. I'm sorry, Mark.
I don't
take
it.
They are frequently not fun to look through. Mindy, thank you for teasing it down to something that even I can follow. It looks very pretty. I know it's a lot less pretty than that. But thank you for that. So I don't have any real comments, but I want to thank you guys for all the effort that went into this, and thinking through and taking our requests, our crazy requests sometimes, and making them happen. Hills Landing is one of those things that we've talked about for a long time. It'd be really nice to not have to hear any more about that, which I'm hoping we can solve it with engineers. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out when we start testing again. All right, so we have a motion.
I apologize. Because Stephen had said, here's the screen, and I can see who's on the screen, is the one item of the 22 item bullet list that I did not mention is that we are in bargaining agreement negotiations, and the current budget basically just keeps the staff staffing at the same levels, at the same pay rates and everything. And through the bargaining agreement, there's likely going to be an adjustment to that number that would come up in the final negotiation piece. And so I just wanted to make sure we brought that to your attention, and especially because Felix and Jeff are in the audience, and I know they're interested in that point.
Do we think, so that would that be a budget amendment coming down somewhere down the line? Or?
Well, we're in negotiations, but my dream is that we conclude negotiations and that we would actually have a bargaining agreement before July 27th. And we would then say, here's the bargaining agreement and here's the final budget that includes the amount appropriated for the bargaining agreement.
And if we don't, we can always amend the budget. I'm not on that committee.
No. All right. I agree with Greg that this is a very attractive budget.
It's a beautiful budget.
Very handsome. A handsome budget as well. Handsome, pretty, and attractive.
All right. I have a motion, second. We've answered all of our questions. Can I get a vote? I don't need a roll call. Vote.
All in favor?
All in favor. Please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes. All right. Any future agenda items that we want to hear?
Just that we're likely going to have a special meeting on July 27th in the summertime.
I thought we were going to be able to do it on the 10th. Thought we were going to get it in on the 10th.
No, I reviewed Mindy had told me, and then I reviewed the harbors. I never heard back from Ryan yet. I'm sure he'll tell me first thing in the morning, but the harbors and navigation code says that there's supposed to be 30 days between the noticing of the preliminary budget and the adoption of the final budget. And so that's why
okay. It
needs to be done on the July 27th.
Okay. All right. So mark on your calendars. July 27th.
Okay, me a double board meeting day again.
Oh, gosh.
can I talk about stuff not on the agenda?
No. But you can talk about agenda items that you would like to see on the agenda.
Future agenda items.
And we can possibly discuss a little bit of that. So, yes.
I don't think it'll be passed before the next agenda.
Oh, Do you have a report?
Well, yeah, okay.
We certainly
I have a director's report or a commissioner's report.
Then. Yes.
As I think all of us have received two invitations to two wind energy events, you know, coming up. Crowley is one of them, and sorry, what's the other power? The other offshore energy company?
Vineyard.
Yeah, Vineyard. Thank you.
And RWE.
And so I just thought it might be wise to touch base about just for Brown Act and stuff. What who's going to be attending those? Is that appropriate to talk about in this meeting?
I think that's a question that as a commissioner you should have an answer to. And I believe that we all can attend those meetings as long as we don't sit together and talk.
Got it.
Okay. That's it. Please, Rob.
I just want to remind you that you have got a pending CEQA document. As of next Tuesday, that'll be the beginning of the CEQA process that you're going to have to vote on. So I discourage you from expressing your opinion to people that would indicate how you plan on voting for the decision in the CEQA document. Mm-hmm. So if people ask you questions, you think this is a good project, I'd recommend saying, I'm going to review the CEQA document that's coming to us and I'll vote on it then, but I'm not going to reveal my vote ahead of time.
Good advice. I think
very good advice.
But there's precaution, but there is no Brown Act violation in us attending public meetings in whole, not together, but we can all be there.
Understood.
We just don't talk and we don't, it's best if we don't sit together.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to touch base with staff and the commission about that. And then the only other question is, when do we start using these?
Only Wednesday.
I believe that's 4th of July. Yeah, it's basically, if you don't know, then basically, and I shouldn't say this in public, but the fireworks are right at the end of the island. And so there's generally hundreds of people that show up here. And we typically close the island to parking. And so that's what the parking pass is.
Okay.
Wait, did you steal my permit?
No, I didn't.
Right. So when the island starts to get then we only allow people with pass.
Got
so
it.
You would still want to get
hurt. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's only for that day.
I think you're not allowed, I guess.
Apparently, Commissioner Newman's not allowed to come.
Somebody's told me. Can we be, is there a training exercise on the fireboat for that particular event?
Well, since it's going to get repaired in the budget, I guess we'll be able to take it out again.
Because I would love to get another training opportunity in the 4th of July. Seems like really good.
You know, there has been a request from a very noisy individual on the North Spit that wants the fireboat out on the 4th of July. Guys can guess if you want.
Yeah. Just spray the crowd. Spray the fireworks stand. Are there going to be barges?
Just douse. Douse. Or they can shoot them off. Well, we could spray the guy that made the request.
Yeah, there you go. You just spray the mag. All right. So we have any future agenda items? I will adjourn this meeting. 28 minutes. 20, actually, 26 minutes.